Melatonin for babies? Unbelievable breastfeeding facts.
Have you ever considered what's beyond the ordinary in your breast milk? Did you know that melatonin found in breast milk holds fascinating secrets? In this podcast, we will step into the world of parenting as we unravel the mysteries surrounding melatonin for your baby's well-being and reveal surprising facts about breastfeeding.
The power of breast milk.
Breast milk is the best food for babies, providing health benefits and reducing the risk of illnesses and infections. It contributes to cognitive development, including the potential for higher IQ levels, and may lower the chances of obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases later in life. Breast milk is also fascinating in its adaptability. It transforms during a single feeding, visually shifting from watery foremilk to creamier hind milk over a pumping session. Beyond this, it adjusts to meet the changing nutritional needs of growing infants, altering fat and protein levels as babies become more active. Research suggests it also synchronizes with mothers' circadian rhythms, providing breastfed babies with advantages in neurological development and sleep patterns.
What hormones are in breast milk?
Breast milk is an amazing source of hormones that play a crucial role in a baby's growth and development. Let's dive into the specifics of these hormones and their functions. Prolactin. This hormone is involved in milk production and helps to maintain a steady supply of breast milk for the baby. Oxytocin. It aids in milk ejection and also promotes bonding between the mother and the baby. It is often referred to as the love hormone for its ability to foster feelings of attachment and intimacy. Cortisol. This hormone is essential for the baby's stress response and helps the baby cope with stressful situations. Insulin. It regulates glucose levels, ensuring that the baby has enough energy for growth and development. Thyroid hormones. They play a critical role in overall metabolism and are essential for the development of the baby's brain and nervous system. Melatonin. This hormone helps to establish the baby's circadian rhythm and promote healthy sleep-wake cycles. All in all, breast milk is a powerhouse of hormones that provide numerous benefits for the baby's health and well-being.
How does circadian rhythm work?
The circadian rhythm is a 24-hour internal biological clock responding to light changes in the brain. It controls sleep regulation and other physiological processes, including body temperature, hormone production, and metabolism. The circadian rhythm synchronizes our bodily functions with the natural day-night cycle. Exposure to light, especially natural sunlight, signals the body that it's daytime, promoting alertness and activity. In contrast, the absence of light triggers the release of the sleep-inducing hormone melatonin, promoting a state of drowsiness and preparing the body for sleep. While in the womb, the fetus lacks external stimuli, and neonates are born with an immature system. The establishment of circadian rhythms occurs in the first 4 months, marked by the regulation of core body temperature, and the emergence of melatonin around 3 months. Cortisol production, also crucial for a functioning sleep/wake cycle, can start as early as 8 weeks, aiding infants in adapting to day and night differences after rapid physiological changes at birth.
Melatonin, the circadian hormone.
Melatonin, a hormone produced by the pineal gland in the brain, regulates the sleep/wake cycle. Its levels tend to rise in the evening, promoting sleep. Melatonin also plays a significant role in its advantages, influencing infant health in various ways.
When do babies produce melatonin?
In the first few months of life, babies develop their melatonin production, which takes about 3 to 6 months. Until then, breast milk is the only external source of melatonin for infants, contributing to the building of their natural sleep-wake cycle.
Impact of lactation stage.
Melatonin levels in breast milk vary with the lactation stage. Nighttime produced breast milk in early lactation tends to contain higher levels of melatonin. The highest level is in colostrum, the first milk mom produces, then decreases in transitional and mature milk, indicating a potential connection between melatonin production in breast milk and the developmental stages of the nursing infant.
When is melatonin highest in breast milk?
Melatonin levels in breast milk are typically highest during the nighttime. To support consistent melatonin levels, it's recommended for mothers to sleep in a dark room and nurse in dim light or darkness. Additionally, exposure to blue lights should be minimized as they can inhibit melatonin production. Some suggest distinguishing milk pumped during the day and night to support the baby's sleep pattern even when the mother is away.
How does breast milk help a baby's circadian rhythm?
Breast milk undergoes significant compositional changes during the day, serving as an example of chrononutrition. It's designed by evolution to signal time of day information to infants. For instance, daytime milk contains cortisol and specific amino acids to boost alertness and activity. In contrast, nighttime milk is rich in melatonin and tryptophan, promoting sleep and aiding digestion.
How does melatonin affect infants?
In addition to influencing circadian rhythms, melatonin acts like a superhero for your baby. It fights off harmful bacteria, helps control inflammation, and even shapes your baby's gut bacteria. All of this helps your little one grow at a healthy rate, reducing the risk of obesity and other health issues in the long term. Plus, it creates the perfect environment for the development of a healthy cardiovascular system.
Does melatonin in breast milk help a baby sleep?
Infants may experience two common nighttime issues during their early months: colic and disrupted sleep. Infantile colic is characterized by excessive crying and irritability, typically worsening in the evening and night. It's often defined by the rule of three: crying for more than 2 hours per day, over 3 days per week, and lasting longer than 3 weeks in a well-fed, healthy infant. The cause is probably linked to gastrointestinal issues and gassiness. It typically resolves independently between 4 and 6 months with no treatment and may be helped with digestive enzyme supplementation. Melatonin, known for its relaxing and sleep-inducing effects on gastrointestinal muscles, might help your baby sleep better at night, establish a routine, and potentially reduce instances of colic. It syncs the baby's sleep with the mother's rhythm, resulting in longer sleep for breastfed infants than formula-fed ones. A study involving 94 mothers of healthy infants aged 2 to 4 months found that exclusive breastfeeding is linked to fewer and less severe crying episodes, suggestive colic, and a tendency for longer nocturnal sleep.
Melatonin benefits for premature infants.
Premature infants miss out on the highest melatonin levels found in the final stage of pregnancy and experience a delay in producing their own melatonin. Unlike full-term milk, preterm milk contains higher melatonin levels in all lactation stages, compensating for the melatonin shortfall resulting from premature birth. This can be beneficial for premature infants in their vulnerable early weeks, potentially offering protective effects for both the brain and the heart, given their higher risk for developing health issues.
Stay curious.
As we conclude our exploration of melatonin for babies and fascinating breastfeeding facts, it's not just about the science, it's about the amazing journey of parenthood. Stay curious, stay informed, and enjoy every step of this incredible adventure with themilkybox.com.
Disclaimer: please be aware that this information is based on general trends in babies, and it is not medical advice. Your doctor should be your first source of information and advice when considering any changes to your child's formula and when choosing your child's formula. Always consult your pediatrician before making any decisions about your child's diet or if you notice any changes in your child. Breastfeeding is the best nutrition for your baby because breast milk provides your child with all the essential nutrients they need for growth and development. Please consult your pediatrician if your child requires supplemental feeding.